It is Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. I'm Adam Pristine Penis Carolla, by the way.
Indeed you are.
And that is, again, Dr. Drew. Phone number, 1-800-LOVE-191. Fax number, 310-854-4455. Dr. Drew is a board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist. Tonight we have John and Darren from System of a Down. I think John I ran into in the parking lot of the Arrowhead Pond, I think, about 6 months ago.
You have a very good memory.
Right?
Yeah.
And then I went to your house a few months before that to pick up the porn.
The reason the memory is so astounding.
Well, let me tell you, I don't remember a lot of people on... Oh. He knows how to please in every detail. I know all the words now. He can do more than you'd ever imagine and do it with style. And he does it with me.
That's the next
one. Oh, yes, he does.
My headphones are too loud.
You guys should cover this one.
We covered the other thing.
This one. Oh, you got coming and going?
She's on fire.
But you don't.
Which one we do when she gets together with a daddy?
Yeah.
That's the one.
That's the one we do.
Feels what he wants you to see, and then shows it all. And when he does, he satisfies me.
You're just trying to show off now.
If you only knew just what he could do.
He's on that one.
You too, if you only knew.
Yes.
Thank you.
He just wants you to know how you've influenced his life.
I know. You know, it's funny because it only took us a minute to get right to porn.
Yeah.
Porn music.
Well, last time System of a Down was on the show, we found out, now I don't know how, but we somehow serendipitously stumbled on to the fact that Taboo 2 was one of my favorite all-time porn movies, and same with the band, right?
Definitely.
One of my favorite movies.
That's a very good point.
Seriously.
Forget porn.
Forget Citizen Kane.
Yep, that ain't a movie. That's a film.
Godfather's nothing.
That's right. All right, so why don't you guys, I know you're going into the studio, and we'll hear some stuff off the System of a Down CD, which is currently out, but you want to talk about some website stuff.
We do.
We do.
Oh, that's what I heard.
Okay. I don't have a computer.
Yeah, you're talking to the two wrong guys.
Oh, really?
We want to talk about porn.
Okay.
We're just here to talk about porn.
We do have a website. It's www.systemofadown.com.
Okay.
And that's what you'll hear if you call.
That's about all you know.
Yeah.
All right, and what's going on this summer? Where are you going out?
Well,
things like that.
We just got off a tour of the Summer Sanitarium with Metallica, Korn, Kid Rock, Power Man.
How was that?
It was awesome.
Interesting.
He became a member of Metallica for a little while then.
Yeah, for 3 days.
What happened?
James Hetfield hurt his back, so I ended up filling in on some songs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah. I played Master Puppets, Sanitarium, and One.
Is it stuff you knew already?
Cause yeah. I grew up.
You knew the licks already?
Yeah.
You grew up playing those songs. Is that like a dream come true then to stand up?
Well, they were my first concert. I think that
was. Well, hang on here.
Something.
Is this mic on? There you go. Yeah, the first concert you went to was Metallica?
Yeah, in the cheap seats. So I just kept thinking about the guy in the cheap seats. Yeah, that was me.
So now you're fast forward how many years from that Metallica concert?
About 11 years.
And now you're on stage with Metallica.
Yeah.
Playing a song that you heard when you were in the audience in the cheap seats in front of 25,000 people.
Pretty weird.
Wow.
That's because James Hetfield hurt himself.
Wow. Now, he hurt himself so he could only play certain songs, or he had to sit out the whole thing?
No, he was gone. Like, Kid Rock came and sang One along with me. That was pretty surreal.
Yeah, our singer went up and did like a song, and they turned it into like a cool jam so that the audience wouldn't just go home disappointed.
Right.
Which is kind of cool. You know, you're talking about 50, 60,000 people in the audience.
Yeah.
To see, of course, all the bands, but Metallica is the headliner of the show.
Right.
And instead of canceling, they just played And they promised to return, you know, make up the dates as soon as possible.
Wow.
It's pretty cool.
Got to fly on their own little private jet, Metallica. Got to be a rock star for a day, man.
Oh, my God.
The rest of us were suffering the 20-hour drive.
Those guys get treated like presidents, man. There's, like, presidents that don't get treated like Metallica, like police escorts in Kentucky.
They got a lot more money than the president. Jesus, that's great. True. For you, that'd be like if
Barry Manilow
went down. No, I was trying to think of the fat Jewish guy from Fiddler on the Roof, Topol Fievel, like, went down, and you had to step in and do a whole Fiddler on the Roof on Broadway.
I'd be able to.
He's a rich man.
I'd also be able to cover for Mr. Rogers. I know all his theme songs.
Jan. Oh, Jesus.
We got a sleeper?
Hello?
Yeah, Jan, you're 15. What's up?
Oh, it's John.
John. Right. It's John?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right, first of all, system down. You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
And Drew, doing great stuff.
Thank you.
And Adam, you're God.
Thank you.
Adam?
You're my, congratulations on the penis award.
Oh, wait a minute. Thank you. I know that's why phone screener Danielle wrote Jan. Because he said Adam.
Yeah.
And when they said, what's your name, he went, Jan.
Yeah.
Jan. Yeah. It's probably from Boston or something. Where are you from, Dan?
Chicago.
Better. All right. Thank you. Yes. My penis came out smelling like a rose last night after Drew.
And there were no wars.
What the hell are you guys talking about?
Last night, Drew and I had a little bet going that I didn't have any venereal warts on my penis. He said the only way to find out was to dump this acetic acid on it and shine a black light on it. And I told him to put his money where his mouth was. He dumped the acid on my penis. We shined the light on it, and nothing. Looked like the driven snow. That's what it looked like.
Actually, it was clear to me it was a stunt penis, but nothing actually. The reason specified that. But
the anal one was tucked down.
He then tried to double down.
Anal warts. Yeah. I wanted double or nothing on the anal warts.
But we decided.
What happened?
Well,
I told him that finding my asshole would be like trying to find Santa's mouth.
Why? Are you Armenian?
No, but I'm Italian, which is the next hairiest race.
Thing. There you go.
Yeah. Who's hairier than the Armenians, Drew? The Italians?
No.
Armenians. Armenians are definitely the hairiest.
No one is hairier.
Why do they need all that hair over there? What's going on?
It's cold.
Real
is
cold.
Is it cold?
I don't know. I haven't been there.
Yeah. There are places that are colder than Armenia with less hairy people, right?
What's up with Eskimos? Why do they have so much hair?
Eskimos are bald.
There you go.
Hey, that's what I'm saying.
It's short and round. Though.
That's life, man.
Yeah, Eskimos are. They're
a lot of fat.
They're fat Hawaiians is what they are. Jan? I mean, John? It says Jan up there. That's why it's driving me nuts.
Hey, Adam, you know who you have to have for a guest?
Oh, Jesus. Who?
Jenna Jameson.
All right. Well, she's been in here.
All right. Well, okay.
She sent Drew some flowers, and he's too scared to bring them home.
All right. Should I get to my question?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Well, my parents got divorced about, like, 7 years ago. And, my mom remarried, 4 years ago. So 3 years after they got divorced. And then, I live with my biological mom, and one day I was walking through the hallway, and I saw that my stepsister, she's 18, she was masturbating, and there was like a little crack of the door open, and I was just like freaking out.
Yeah.
I don't know, I just like. Okay. I just can't get out of my head.
That's more cavity.
Are you guys done?
Music. Yeah.
Sorry, man.
All right, we're gonna do.
Ooh, baby, I wanna be going and coming with you, baby. I wanna be going.
This is sort of like Boogie Nights.
Gotta get it on, gotta get. It. You gotta hear all these scenes.
You still haven't seen it?
No, I.
Come on.
I feel very deprived, but I haven't.
John, so your stepsister was masturbating.
Yeah.
And
I just, it's like freaks me out. Like, whenever I try to masturbate, it always like goes through my head and I just go like limp.
Why? That doesn't excite you?
Is she ugly?
No.
You're not attracted to her?
No, she's ugly.
Okay. Well, listen.
Is that why you don't like it? If she was attractive, would you be into it?
I don't know. Maybe. I'm not sure.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, all right. I don't even believe him. I don't know what he's talking about. It goes through his head.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no 15-year-old that can't put out some negative imagery in order to masturbate.
Yeah, but maybe he's looking at her as his sister and he's not interested.
Let me tell you, when I was 15, you could have propped my eyelids open like Clockwork Orange and just put drops in them and then showed films of Nazi death camps in Vietnam, and I still could have squeezed one off. No problem.
With no hands.
No hands. Just the ninja-like concentration. Bobby?
Hello?
You're 15. What's up?
Hey, Adam, congratulations about the clear penis.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I wanted to wonder, System of a Down, when your new album's going to come out and if you're recording it yet.
We're on our way after this to go start recording the whole thing, and we'll be done.
You're going tonight, huh? It should be done.
It'll be done by morning.
About 3, 4 in the morning.
No, there's no telling, man. There's no telling when it's going to come out. We just got off tour with Metallica. We have some new songs, and we're going to, you know.
We're going to put it out when it's right.
We put out whenever.
We put out
when we feel right.
All right, Bobby.
Okay, I saw you at Summer Sanitarium. You were really good.
Thank you.
Hey, Bobby, they'll come on the show when the new album comes out or just before that, and then they'll promote it, and then you'll know when it's coming out, all right?
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
All right. Nathan.
Yeah.
Ooh. What's up with this mic? You're 34.
Yeah.
I'm kind of scary, dude.
Yeah. What's up, Nathan?
I got a question on relationships. One of those things.
All right.
Good show to call.
That's different.
Go ahead.
Hold on a second. Are we having difficulties tonight with our callers?
I think your fuse might be short. This is a sort of average.
Really?
Retarded.
Does everyone seem like they're listening to themselves on the radio with a 6-second delay or just
they
kind
all,
of missing?
They all sound like they used a fake name and forgot what the name was.
Right. Okay.
Don't they hear this tomorrow, though?
Some places.
Christ. But if these callers were a sprocket, they'd be missing a few teeth.
Yes.
You know, you kind of getting that feeling?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see if we can pick it up. Nathan? Here we go, buddy.
Hey. I met a girl about 2.5 years ago. When I met her, I knew within days that I'd be dating her. It was one of those love at first sight. And in 3 days, I was dating her. The only problem is she was married. I dated her for about 2 years.
Right.
And ended about 8 months ago.
So you married her, you dated her for 2 years while she was married?
While she was married.
I see.
I'm a group that has both single women and married women in it.
What?
You're in a group that has single and married women in it?
AA.
What kind of group?
I don't want to name the group because probably people know me.
Well, what kind of group?
It's a group to get together to do things on weekends.
Is it church?
No, it has nothing to do with church.
No, it's a loser group, right? Anyone who has to join a group to find stuff to do on the weekend is in a lot of trouble.
Well, it's a social group, I'll put it that way.
Okay. Frankie, you guys...
I'm in.
What, seriously, do you have a Trekkie? Are you a Trekkie?
No, I'm not a Trekkie.
Do you have a Star Trek outfit?
You better turn this mic off. I can't
do it. All right. All right, so Nathan, what's your question then?
My question is there something psychological with me with other people? Because I've noticed other guys in the group that are also attracted to married women and turn down single women. Are we just a sick group of people or...
Well, first of all, the married women do not carry the same sort of problems with commitment that the single would. You know the other one's already tied up. And so if you're dating a married woman, it's just going to be for sort of superficial purposes.
Every time you get together, you're going to have sex. And you're not going to have to worry about buying her jewelry.
The other thing is...
You can't buy a married woman jewelry. That's the great part.
That's right. Well, you can't possibly.
No. You come home with it on and get busted.
The other thing is the marketplace is totally efficient. Meaning to say that stuff that's worthwhile being married, you know what I'm saying?
No, keep saying it. I know what you're saying, but I want you to make it clear to the stoned listeners.
That eligible people who want to get married.
Right.
And so there may be summer pickings in your age group.
Right. So meaning if there's a chick who's floating around is 33 and single, there may be a reason she's single. And maybe that reason is why you're not attracted to her either. And there may be a reason why the other one got snatched up, so to speak. And that's why you're interested in her.
Right.
All right. But see if you can stick with the single ones.
Of course. Of course.
Sarah.
Hi.
All right. Bail us out of this.
Okay.
19.
Okay, I'm having a bit of, well, it's not a problem, but I got a feeling tomorrow morning it will be a problem. I call my doctor. I go through, like, these really bad mood swings. I get, like, really superly depressed. And I called him. I wasn't able to sleep. He gave me Ambien. I've been on it before, but he took me off of it. He said he took me off of it because, you know, you're not supposed to be on it longer than, like, 15 days.
Right.
I was dependent on it. And anyway, he gave it to me, and I just took it, like, a couple hours ago, and I was listening to your show, like, the one where it was Adam's penis, and you guys had the black light and everything.
Right, the penis show.
Yeah, and I'm having these hallucinations, like, as I'm, like, looking around, things are coming up, and I just don't really quite get it. I'm falling around my room, just laughing.
You got more?
Where do you live, honey? Easy pickings, Jen.
I just, like, oh, it's this, you know, but I'm scared because he's going to take it off. He's going to take me off of it eventually, I'm sure.
Hold on a second. Why are chicks such lightweights, Drew? I've taken those Ambien. First off, I don't even bother taking one without washing it down a couple Bloody Marys. And then I sit on the plane. I can barely fall asleep. I get up. I take a leak in the sink. I mean, in the toilet of the plane. I walk right off and do a radio show. I don't have any problems. She takes an Ambien. She's all over the place. Why are chicks such lightweights? Is it just that they're lighter?
Lower volume distribution.
Yeah, but we all know some scrawny 135-pound guy who can put away a 12-pack and still ride his motorcycle home without any problem.
That's right.
Alcoholic males, it turns out, are resistant to the intoxicating effects of alcohol.
Alcoholic males are?
Yeah. Oh. Sons of alcoholic fathers, meaning alcoholics.
That'd be a good group to join.
Sons of alcoholic fathers?
Yeah, like the Daughters of the American Revolution.
Sons of Italy.
Sons of alcoholic fathers.
Isn't that how the Boy Scouts started?
We meet down at the Buffalo Hall every third Sunday. All right,
anyway,
so she screwed up.
She shouldn't be taking this. She's been addicted to it once before.
I want to talk to her a little
more. And she's a mood disturbance.
Sarah?
Yeah?
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Illinois.
Mm-hmm. So, were you hallucinating about my penis?
Oh, actually, it wasn't. It was weird.
Not that effed up.
These deformation things were coming out of the radio. Because, you know, like, I have an equalizer, and it goes up and down as you talk.
Yeah.
It was very, very weird.
Let me tell you something about equalizer. You know what equalizer equals? White trash. Remember those equalizers from the 70s? Everyone had an equalizer. I don't know. I was saying to someone the other day, why is it we decided we don't need those anymore? Remember, you guys may be a little bit young, but it was really important to get an equalizer, probably about 78, 79. Yeah, so important that you had them in your car. You were adjusting the treble and the reverb and the balance, and it has all these slides on it. Didn't really amount to too much, and just lights everywhere. Yeah,
you ended up getting the worst sound ever.
Right, because you did it yourself. All right, so what should you, and why can't you, you can take these, hold on, how long can you take these Ambiens?
You shouldn't take them more than about a week or so.
Is that every night, you mean?
Yeah, with the effort to get addicted.
I don't take them every night.
But I'll tell you what, she needs her mood disturbance treated. That's a more important issue, and she needs an evaluation possible for addiction, because that might be what's going on here.
Is this Karsha?
Yes.
You're 19?
Yes.
You're on the System of a Down?
Yeah, well, hi, guys. I think your guys' songs are cool, so.
Thank you. Gee.
Yeah, are you guys still there?
Yeah, no, we left.
What's up tonight, Spazzo?
Huh?
Why is it Spaz night tonight?
I think it's us.
Super Spazzo.
It's got to be you guys. Hey, Super Spazzo?
Okay.
What's your question?
Yeah?
Oh.
Okay, I was taking these orthotrix sequentials, right?
Huh? Yeah?
Yeah.
And I was getting side effects from them. So I started taking some more of them, right? Well, I had sex with somebody.
Yeah?
And,
an auctioneer?
Are you jogging right now?
No, I'm talking.
Oh, okay. She's typing with her mouth.
Reminds me of that guy in that commercial he used to say. We'll talk real quickly.
I'm going to have to slow this down and listen to it later just so I can find out what you're saying.
Yeah, the guy used to do the Alaskan Airline commercial.
Exactly.
Talk lower.
All right, go ahead there, Carson. You're doing fine.
Okay. Okay. Let me try to talk slower. Well.
Why are you talking slower?
Orthotricycline tip.
All right, don't talk so slowly. It spooks the dog.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, I was thinking. The tricycline pills.
Right.
And then I started taking this one called Lostin.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Turn your radio down, you screwball. Right, hey, let's just cut our losses. Let's go home.
Right now.
We'll play, I'll tell you what, to be fair to System of a Down.
Play our whole album.
Yeah.
I'll do one better. We'll play the whole album. That'll get us into the 11 o'clock hour. And then we'll just play an hour's worth of your last appearance.
There you go.
There you go.
People won't know the difference.
Done and done, right? That's what I say.
I'm game.
You could always go pick up Taboo 3 right now, too.
Oh, yeah. See, that was a great movie because not only was the guy banging his sister, he was banging his mom, too. Oh. See? He's got it all. That's what that means. When they say, about a guy, he has it all.
And they incorporated,
what more could a guy want?
They also incorporated rock and roll into the third movie.
Oh, they did?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know any of the themes from that. I do know the going and coming song, and he has it all, and then the, what's the title of the other one we were singing? The one we were singing a few minutes ago.
Well,
I don't know if it has a title. It just has a riff.
It's a fat riff, though.
All right. We're going to take a little walk down memory lane with Taboo 2 and the boys here. And then we'll come back. Karsha, you turn down your radio, kill your dog, and sequester yourself in the closet and stuff towels under the crack of the door. And we'll talk to you when we come back.
Oh, yeah. Everybody now.
Whoever heard of finding out if you're pregnant or not before you even missed your period? Well, now you can, because now there's the First Response Early Result Pregnancy Test. Based on product instructions, you can use First Response 4 days earlier than any other at-home test.
Use as directed. See your doctor as recommended.
Just think, it's like knowing what you're doing for the rest of your life 4 days sooner.
Find out first with First Response.
No. People's lives. With proper treatment, mothers and fathers, sweethearts and co-workers, friends.
I stirred it with a stick.
Everybody walked slowly toward the RV.
Dad, these are just Smokey's friends.
Only you can prevent forest fires.
Frank, it's Smokey.
Nice hat, Smokey. Want the rest of my peanut butter sandwich?
Dad!
Visit Smokey at www.smokeybear.com. Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, the National Association of State Foresters, and the Ad Council.
Line. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. John and Darren are both here from System of a Down. We're going to, hear something off their CD, I think. What we're going to do is we're going to see if we can't get through to Karsha over here first, and then we'll hear System of a Down. So, Karsha? Karsha, you're 19?
Am I 19?
Oh, God. What happened?
Hello?
It never ends.
What's your name? Let me answer Karsha's question before we get on Brandon here.
What happened to
Karsha? Was saying she was on trilevulin or triphasal and then switched over to Loestrin. And then she's concerned because she didn't get her period. But low estrogen is a very low dose estrogen pill, and one of the things that happens with that is no period. So it's just the pill change.
All right. She unfortunately couldn't hear that because her stepdad was beating her with a table leg the entire time. Ken?
Hi.
Ken, you're 23. What's up?
How you doing?
Good.
Who's the guest today?
System of a Down.
System of a Down?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Hey.
Well, I'm telling you, it is weirdo night tonight. And it's not even like an angry, aggressive night. And it's not even necessarily like stone night. It's like ether night.
I can't help but feel it's our fault somehow.
But he didn't know you were with a guest.
Yeah, but you know how...
He was interested.
You know how vibes work. Right. All right, Ken.
Yeah, I was just asking to be nice.
All right, brother, ask your question.
Okay, well, I have a problem. When I first meet a girl and we start having sex and stuff, I don't last too incredibly long during sex. And I was wondering if there's anything I can do to, like, after a while I get, you know. Oops, excuse my language.
Just out of curiosity, what would too incredibly long be?
5 minutes for the most part.
Too incredibly long?
Do you use condoms?
Like not too incredibly long.
Pardon me?
Do you use condoms?
No.
Try that.
On him, it'll go longer, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so once you put a condom on, and then you can add a few minutes to your game.
Well, usually I do, but it's a lot nicer to not use them.
Do you have an ugly stepsister?
Yeah, if you saw your ugly stepsister masturbating, you could add a few minutes to it.
Ken, don't you perceive any potential danger in not using a condom?
I guess you got your answer there, Drew.
Well, thanks.
Hey, Ken?
Yeah.
You do what I do. You get that poster of the Hey Vern guy, you put it up on the ceiling, and you stare at it real hard. And now that he died, I've added another 10 minutes onto my lovemaking.
All right. Hey, great.
Hey, Ken, here's what you need to do, seriously. You find one woman, you have a relationship, and you kind of work it out. Because, listen, all these questions guys ask, we haven't talked about this in a little while. Women have this, but guys, I think, really have this. You all have that one chick you worked things out with. You figured it out. You tried the different positions. You walked around. You went into the kitchen naked together. You know what I mean? That one chick. And it's not necessarily your first girlfriend. And it's not necessarily... It could happen at 23. It could happen at 16. It could happen at 28. But usually, every guy has that one girl. He gets to do all the different positions, and he gets to work his stuff out, and he gets his confidence. And then once he moves on from her, he now has his confidence. He knows he can perform. He knows all the positions. He's comfortable.
His mojo girl.
His mojo girl. Now, thank you, Drew. If you just go from one chick to the next chick and have a series of sort of short, awkward relationships or one-night stands or drunken encounters, you never get to work it out.
No mojo.
No mojo. Although... if you do work out the mojo chick, then you can have a life full of awkward one-night stands that do work out because you found your balance and mojo, as Drew says. So I think this guy needs to just find some chick and work it out.
Maybe they wouldn't be one-night stands if you could last more than 2 minutes.
That's a very valid point, John. Casey or Cassie?
Cassie.
You're 16.
Yes.
What's up?
I just wanted to say, System of a Down, I love you guys. You're great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anyways, like, when I have sex...
I don't know what to say to that.
When you have sex, yes?
When I have sex, I can't get wet. And I was wondering if it was because I was molested.
Yeah, it could have something to do with it.
Could it?
How old were you when that happened?
18 months old.
Oh, my God. What happened?
I remember it.
How do you know it happened?
Because my mom told me.
What?
18 months old?
What do you do? You know... how do you molest an 18-month-old, by the way? I mean, what's...
I didn't
think
stuff like that happened.
I don't know. It was my...
Really?
18 months?
Oh, 18 months is a little young.
Who was it?
It was my grandpa.
That's terrible.
What'd he do?
I don't know. Like, I didn't want to ask my mom about it, because he molested her, too.
Well, why'd she tell you if you didn't know?
I don't...
Sometimes people...
All right, hold on. Yeah. We got to have a little powwow here.
Sometimes people that were molested see molestation in everything.
Yeah.
Maybe Grandpa was just changing her diaper.
Yeah. Okay, first off, let me ask a hypothetical question. I'll ask you, Drew. Would you rather be molested at 18 months or 7, age 7?
18 months.
I'd rather go 18 months, too.
But isn't there, like, damage that could happen to a girl that's that young that may not necessarily happen at 7?
Like physiological damage?
Mm-hmm.
That's an interesting point. I don't know, but... provided there was no physical damage, I'd rather have it. I'd look at it as anything, any kind of surgery, whatever. I'd rather have it before than after. And by the way, then if Grandpa molested Mom, what the hell was Grandpa doing with Cassie? Cassie? And if he did really molest you and she wasn't projecting this, why would she tell you?
That's what
you know what I mean?
Why is
she? Took me to the doctor, like, afterwards, and there's, like, documented proof that he molested me. Like, I guess, I don't know what it is. But, like, she told me because she didn't talk to my grandpa for, like, 15 years after that. She didn't talk to my grandpa or grandma because she never told anyone that he molested her. Mm. And, like, she brought it out after he molested me.
Mm.
So, like, they all stopped talking to her. And recently my grandmother called and she wants to get back in her life because she divorced my grandpa. So my mom decided to tell me about it because she knew that it might come out, like, some other way if she didn't tell me.
Okay.
Do you have a boyfriend?
Not really.
And where's your dad?
You know, I couldn't tell you. I think he's in Tucson.
All right. Yeah, I'm sure your mother married a real piece of work after what Dad had done to her.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was probably a real world-class a-hole.
Yeah.
All right, so, Cassie, nothing physically is wrong with you, though, right?
Not, I don't think so.
Why don't you try waiting to have sex with someone you care about?
Okay.
I know it sounds novel, but...
Have you tried toys?
No.
try caring about a toy.
Okay.
Yeah, listen, I don't know that what he did to you is going to dry you up, but you thinking about it when you're with a guy might do it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So now the fact that it's entered your mind and your mom has planted that seed, that may be a factor now.
Okay.
So I don't know how you can't think about it, though.
Think naughty thoughts.
Think naughty thoughts.
Yeah, at the time.
And take it slow, because you're a prime candidate to be pregnant by 16 and a half.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You acting out yet?
I don't think so.
Mm. You having sex with a lot of guys?
No, it's only with two guys.
Okay, at the same time? Okay, fine. All right.
Only two guys tonight.
Take it slow and use protection, all right?
I do.
And you can use some lubrication.
Okay.
And this will sort its way out, all right?
All right.
Well, I don't know. What do you do when someone's not lubricated? And listen, girls, you're different at 25 than you are at 16.
Very different.
A lot of girls really aren't, as I found out in high school, aren't too much into sex at 16.
Maybe the guys she's with don't really know what they're doing and they're not getting her...
That is a very, very strong possibility. Yeah, it's probably some 16-year-old guy going, "You want another thumbing? You don't mind if I eat while I'm thumbing you, do you? I just got off work.
Keep the wrestling on."
Yeah, I like to eat a TV dinner, watch some wrestling, while I'll give you a nice thumbing. All right, we will hear something from System of a Down. You queued up there, Anderson? Yes. This one's called Sugar.
Sugar. I'm not better off than hanging out, driving, 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 I'm away forever.
The System of a Down.
There's a lot of people here at the studio.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Very vocal. Sugar's the name of that one off of System of a Down. We'll hear something else from them in the 11 o'clock hour. I guess it's about time to take ourselves a break. I just want to talk to Eric real quick before we go for a break. Eric?
Yeah.
You're 20?
I'm 20.
You have big nipples?
First of all, I'd like to say Barazdez.
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 That's Armenian?
Yeah.
Huh?
It's something.
Yeah.
It means pass the razor.
Secret code.
Second of all, I'd like to say Kunan Tulkerin. And
I'm down with that, too.
Huh?
I said I'm down with that, too.
Hell yeah.
For those who understand.
Yeah, you know what's always funny about when people speak the same language? They get really into it. And I think it's really cool, too. Like, conversational breakout in a different
like
language
porn.
Between two people.
The language of porn.
Yeah, except for I think to myself, I don't like talking to people that much, even in my native tongue. You know what I mean? It wouldn't be that exciting. You know what?
How could it be so exciting?
How could it be so exciting to talk to someone?
It's something that we relate with each other because there's so few of us in the world, you know. Someone, where are you from again?
There's a lot in Glendale, though, right?
Yeah,
that's where I'm from.
That is Armenia.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah, Glendale, Burbank, it's all the same. I used to follow you guys when you were back in Pilibos.
Eagle Rock.
Cool.
All right, I want to talk about your nipples for a second.
Okay, yeah. When I was about 14, 15, I had, like, really hard nipples. And I went to the doctor, he said that, you know, it's puberty, you're going to go through that. And ever since that, it just swole up, really soft and really big, and it's really annoying.
What do you mean big?
Big, like round, circle, big.
Which part is big? The areola, the part around the nipple?
Everything.
The
whole nipple.
Like a female type breast.
Slow down, you're turning me on.
What? Are we talking about a quarter or a silver dollar pancake?
Talking about maybe half a dollar.
Nice.
And, but with the swelling behind it?
Yeah, with the swelling.
Do you have the usual Armenian hair around it too?
Not at all.
Oh, yeah. See, if you had the usual Armenian hair, you could just do a nipple comb over like a lot of Armenian guys. You'll see a lot of Armenian guys at the beach with what they call the...
chest wig.
MNCO. The NCO, yeah. Nipple comb over.
Natural wig, a natural sweater.
Do you smoke a lot of pot?
Used to.
That's what does this.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you have to have...
I'm okay, man.
You have to have some natural...
Let's see. Yeah, you start that, but it keeps it going.
All right. We're going to... So what should he do?
Nothing to do. Stop throwing a pot.
And nothing else?
And you can get plastic surgery?
Yeah, but if you're a guy and you have a huge frisbee-sized nipple, you have to smoke weed just to deal with the pain.
Is he overweight?
Just are you pain. Overweight?
That's fine.
I'm actually underweight.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
There's not a lot of fat Armenian guys.
You're
fat.
Oh, yeah, there are.
Oh, there are?
I'm just not one of them.
We're eaters.
Okay. All right.
So you're saying that I can't do anything about this?
Plastic surgery, stop smoking pot. Those are your choices.
I've stopped a long time ago.
All right.
All right, thank
you. You're good. Listen, women will love you anyway.
I know that.
Okay. Not that much. I like those Armenian delis. I used to go to one when I lived in La Crescenta.
You like the smell of curry?
I like all that weird food, you know. I like the Armenians, do they drink a lot of beverages that are yogurt-based?
There's one, yeah.
There's a lot of vodka-based.
A ton.
There's a couple
different names.
There's a few cultures that have the yogurt-based soft drinks, which I always find a little bit bizarre. And the people always go, I always question the guy, what's that yogurt stuff? And they go, oh, it is good. It is. It tastes. It's like vinegar and lemon. You like it? No. Wait a minute. Yes, it's very bitter. Yes, you like. It's very bitter.
It goes well with certain foods. I mean, you're not gonna eat it or drink it with.
You sound like a celeb on the counter.
Yes, it's very good. Salt.
Yeah,
put salt in it.
It's very salty and tastes like lemon.
Well,
yeah.
What does that remind you of? Very salty. Tastes like lemon.
All right, we're gonna take ourselves a little break. We're coming down this year. We'll explore the Armenian culture. In further detail when we come back.
Love Line, Love Line. We'll be right back.
unit has 20 minutes to evacuate a patient from a field hospital.
Easy. Watch that ID.
You perform as a team.
Patient is secure.
Good job, Alpha 4-1.
Skills you learn from us on a weekend will come in handy back at work at your local hospital on Monday.
Patient at rest.
Stand clear. We have a pulse.
Serve as little as 1 weekend a month, 2 weeks a year. Visit the Army Reserve at GoArmyReserve.com. Paid for by the U.S. Army Reserve.
GEICO auto insurance customers are frugal people. They value a dollar, and they save a lot of them by switching. To prove my point, I'm joined by a real live customer, Erica Willis. Erica, will you give me $10,000?
No.
There. Proof that GEICO customers do not like to part with any more money than they have to. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. You could keep 15% or more of your money. 1-800-947-AUTO. GEICO Direct, the sensible alternative.
What, I gotta read the dribble off these cards?
Yes, you do, Mr. Grimm.
It's just a bomb.
Press the professionals and roll some tape.
All right. I remember when Jake would sit right there at the bar and lay down wisdom well beyond his hard work in years. He was jumping higher than a one-legged frog at a mayonnaise factory.
What?
He'd order up a batch of wings, a burger, or a chicken breast sandwich, knowing it was the best he could get on both sides of the Mississippi.
Gosh, yeah.
Roll up his sleeves and start showing us with nuggets of knowledge. It takes a big car to wind up two pallets in a parcel. This is really fucking piss beer.
Let's keep it rolling. This is costing you a fortune.
All right. An honest-to-goodness time, or as Jake used to say. That was about as exciting as a hummingbird parade with hot sauce.
What the hell does any of this crap got to do with running a nice clean joint with good grub and service?
What the hell many of you doing in the bar?
You think we have enough to edit this together?
Whatever.
Cheesy tagline.
Groupiesbar.com.
The 2000 year-end closeout event has begun at Wilkins Toyota. The 2001s are already on the lot, with more arriving daily. So Wilkins needs to clear out their 2000s now. During this special event, Wilkins is offering incredible saving packages on every vehicle in stock, including the all-new Sienna vans and Tundra trucks, plus fully equipped RAVs and 4Runners. With over 200 cars and trucks to choose from, you'll find unbelievable deals on an excellent selection of new Toyotas. Wilkins even has a special allocation of demos available. Save up to $5,000. New 2000 Camrys, well equipped with auto, full power, and more, have been reduced to only $16,995. And at Wilkins, our entire inventory of new Toyotas is still available with no payments for 90 days and absolutely zero down. You'll always find great selection, excellent service, and the best deal in town at Wilkins Toyota. Just minutes from the airport on Highway 110 in South Robert at 494.
Presenting the difference between Everest, the new powerful mint gum, and Everest, the mountain. Try Everest the gum and you'll experience intense coldness in your mouth. Try Everest the mountain and you'll freeze your butt off. Everest the gum is made with pure and natural peppermint oil. Everest the mountain is made with pure and natural avalanches. With Everest the gum, you gleefully chew it up. With Everest the mountain, it gleefully chews you up. Finally, Everest the gum comes in a handy blue and white tin box, while Everest the mountain sends you home in a big brown pine box. So if you like it cold, try new Everest powerful mint gum with pure and natural peppermint oil. It's more refreshing, convenient, and most importantly, it won't kill you. Everest powerful mint gum, because some like it cold.
Are you ready to make the connection? Finally, there's a cell phone store that serves all of your needs. Ultimate Wireless. At Ultimate Wireless, you get the best service and the best value guaranteed. And now with Ultimate Wireless and VoiceStream Wireless, you get 600 weekday minutes plus 1,000 weekend minutes for only $39.99 a month. So call 612-548-7600 now. You will also receive a free accessory package, which includes a free headset, leather case, and car charger. So make sure to stop in your nearest Ultimate Wireless with locations in Minnetonka, Roseville, Maplewood, Edina, and Bloomington. And now you can register to win a classic alternative vacation to see Stone Temple Pilots and the Beastie Boys in D.C. Call 612-548-7600 for more information. Ultimate Wireless also offers phones from Nokia, Motorola, Mitsubishi, and Ericsson. And remember, with VoiceStream, you get 1,600 minutes for only $39.99 a month. That number again, 612-548-7600. With this offer, some restrictions and limitations apply. Taxes and dual-mode cellular long-distance and roaming charges apply. Please see your Ultimate Wireless dealer for details. Ultimate Wireless, helping you make the connection.
As the official hotel of Cirque du Soleil, Wyndham Hotels and Resorts has its own way of performing for you. During our 50-50 weekend escape, spend a weekend night at the participating Wyndham and your second night is 50% off. Or we'll give you a second room for 50% off. It's your choice. To catch one of these delightful performances, simply call your travel planner or 800-WYNDHAM. WYNDHAM. Subject to availability. Restrictions apply.
Zone 105 with 20 years of alternative classics all on one station.
Hoochie Boochie.
Right about now. Zone 105 kicks off your workday with 105 minutes of commercial-free zone music at 9 a.m. just after Brian Oak and Mary Lucia. Then, join Zone 105 for the flashback lunch at noon and the flashbacks at 5 for your ride home. 20 years of alternative classics. Zone 105.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
We're smack in the middle of the zone. 105. Yep, same price. It is Loveline. Just talking Armenian food with System of a Down. We have John Sharon Bose here.
Sounds unique, man. Solid dining.
Hey, I know there's a lot of people who are weirded out by that kind of food, but it's really solid. You get all that hummus and that baba ganoush and all that chicken. Everything, everything's over an open flame.
It'll make your nipples grow real big.
Yeah, yeah, it's solid. And then you get
frisbee size.
Then you get the
pancakes.
Some of that baklava. Oh, that's solid dessert. That is good tasting dessert, that baklava. And then you wash it all down with some yogurt. Muhammad, what's up? You're 17.
Hey, man. First of all, System of Down, y'all rock, man. I love you guys.
Thank you very much.
Cool.
Dr. Drew, I don't know how the hell you do it, man, but you're a saint, dog. You're like... Jeff out there, I don't know how you do it. He's so freaking nice and helping out all those guys.
Thanks,
Mahar. And mayonnaise.
Yeah.
On the penis test. My dad walked in when I was listening on that, and we had to fight to keep the radio on.
Yeah. You had to fight with your dad?
Basically.
Hey, listen, that should be considered education for the viewers or the listeners of this show.
Yeah, that's part of it, certainly.
36 years I've had this penis attached to me. And
no, it's not.
It is scot-free. You're right. I didn't have it for the first 5 years. My mom kept it in a mayonnaise jar under the house.
That's the nickname.
But the court awarded my penis back to me when I was 6 years old.
You got to fight for your rights.
Since then, it's been with me. All right, Muhammad, what's your question?
First of all, I've got a question for System of a Down. I got this bit going on, so my friend, he doesn't know where the hell Armenia is, and we've been that one of the band one members, he said that one of the band members is actually an Arab, a Middle Eastern, or a Muslim. So I want you guys to confirm that. Is that true or not?
False.
False? All right, good. Got $5.
Hey, I hope we get 10% of that.
You guys, of course, man.
Music business, man. You got that $5 going to break down to like 25 cents.
Yeah,
by the time we're done with you.
Management, everyone.
Where is Armenia, by the way?
It's between
Russia. I just know where it's not.
Where is it not?
What I mean is
everywhere else.
There's certain countries I know where they're not.
Well, then
I just don't know where they are.
It's not in the Middle East.
It's not in Australia.
It's not in Canada.
Right? I know it's not.
Anymore.
It's not in the United States. I know it's not in Canada. I know it's not. Well, now we're getting around Africa.
No.
Right? Doesn't it connect?
Eastern Europe.
Yeah, all right. I'm trying to picture the continents in my head. All right, so it's between what and what?
It's sandwiched between Russia
and Turkey.
And Turkey, unfortunately.
I'm such an idiot.
Interesting things about Armenia is that a lot of focus on the slaughters of the Second World War, but very little, for some reason, awareness of what happened to the Armenians.
Because we're still basically profiting from that area, and
there was millions of Armenian killed.
Yeah, the Turkish government doesn't recognize it, though. That's the difference. Like, Germans recognize what they did, and the Turkish people don't.
I see.
Well, not people, but the government doesn't.
Muhammad?
Yep, and, all right, Dr. Drew, I got a question for you, man.
Yeah.
Personally, I don't think my penis is that bad of a size. I think it's normal for my age. But I saw this, there's exercises that can be made to actually increase the size by, like, up to 40%.
Where'd you see that? 40%?
Do you want me to tell you the website?
On a website?
Yeah, it's a website that, it offers, like, you can buy a book through it, and it tells you, like, bunch of exercises that can help grow your penis.
Adam, this is a new business for you.
Jump up and down. That's the number one exercise.
Muhammad, an anvil from
probably an exercise in futility.
Yeah, it's not going to work.
All right, cool. And
your penis is okay anyway, though, right?
Not bad.
You're black, right? You're not? Boy, you sure sound black.
Dude, my skin is white, but I'm African.
Okay, so you're like South African?
I'm North African. I'm from Libya.
Wow.
Well, it's a real melting pot we got going tonight.
Yeah.
All right, I'm getting confused. I'm going back to North Hollywood.
That'll confuse you even more now, dude.
It will now, yeah.
Okay, y'all doing
all right, Muhammad.
One more question, please.
Oh, Jesus. Or whoever you pray to. What's up? What do you guys believe in? The Armenians.
Generally, it's Christian.
We
have our own beliefs.
Okay. Hey, Muhammad, go ahead, real fast.
I want to know the pros and cons of smoking pot. I never tried it, but I'm thinking about trying it, like, when I go on to Idaho to visit my brother.
So, and they don't got the good stuff in Idaho, I'll tell you that.
You'll fit right in Idaho, Muhammad.
Idaho.
Listen, it makes your nipples the size of a saucer. Yeah, you'll be fine. Listen, anybody who hasn't smoked pot by 17 is okay with me. Fine, go ahead. Smoke your brains out in Idaho. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
He'll be fine. Let's talk to Shavo. Hey.
Hello?
Shavo?
Shavo. Oh, there you go.
I got nipples the size of silver dollars, dude.
Hey, let's talk about your balls, Shavo.
They're pretty big.
You got balloons? Do you have balloons?
I got some balloons for you.
You got some balloons?
Hey, Shavo, does one hang down lower than the other?
Actually, the left one does.
Yeah.
Something's wrong with his testicles?
Yeah, I've got that, too.
It'll keep getting worse as you get older. Drew experienced it firsthand, right?
By the way, this is our bass player.
Yes. Sorry, Shavo.
No, it's not the bass player. There's a different Shavo.
Oh, yeah, because that's such a common name. My mistake.
This is Shavarsh.
What are you guys doing?
We're kicking it, man. What do you mean? What are we doing?
I love the calls, bro.
We're misguided adults helping misguided teenagers.
18-month-old molestation charges. I didn't understand that.
You like that one?
I didn't get it. It was bunk.
You didn't believe her?
No. 18 months? Come on.
Yeah, it's possible.
Well, she said her dad, her grandpa did it to her mom before then, so he had a history of it.
Yeah, I don't believe
it. But listen, let's focus on your ball, Shavo.
Hey, one half of the elephant right there.
4 months?
Oh, boy. 4 months, the elephant.
Shavo, how's your penis doing, though?
Right now, it's doing pretty good. Just chilling.
Okay. Why didn't you come down here tonight?
I'm feeling under the weather.
I see.
Yeah. All right.
Do you want to talk to Dr. Drew?
Dr. Drew, how you feeling?
I'm fine.
He's a doctor. You,
Drew, can you go over there and give him a vapor rub after the show?
Vapor rub?
Yeah, you know. Is that what they do?
No, yogurt rub.
Okay. Now, I get the feeling Shava's going to get some of his own yogurt going.
It's pretty cool that you called since we never talked during the day.
I know.
Call him on your show.
Hey. I talked to him for 4 days now.
Oh, my God. You're breaking my heart, Shava.
Oh, hey, have you enjoyed Tabu 2?
Yes, extensively. As a matter of fact, I have, hold on a second, Shava, because we got to take a break, but I think I got two copies from you, right, John?
Yeah.
And I actually have one upstairs in the VCR and one downstairs in the VCR, and I'm thinking about doing an elaborate system of mirrors so I can whack off in the stairwell on the way up. You know what I'm saying?
Have you seen the commercial with the, like, 500 TVs, the guys watching soccer?
Right.
Hook it up. We can get you the Sony discount.
All right. I'm going to talk to the boys about the Sony discount during the break. When we come back, we'll speak to Teresa, who's 15. Her boyfriend told her if she sucks her boobs, they'll grow.
If he
does. Good. Well, I'd substitute penis for that. We'll be back.
1-800-LOVE-191. These are the sounds of
penis. What does it mean to be cup crazy?
Oh, up behind the net. Beck gives it to the crease. Set. Rebound score. Dallas wins. Mike Modano.
You got to really sacrifice physically and emotionally for 2 months to keep playing and just kind of live to see another day. And that one gleaming moment of being on top of the world, I think that's what we all strive to do.
Follow the Stanley Cup playoffs every night on ESPN and ESPN2 and every weekend on ABC.
The biggest name in club music is back with 24 smash hits on two unforgettable CDs.
It's the best of club mix from KTEL Cold Front with number one dance hits by Tag Team, Christine W., Robin, LaBouche, Moby, and more. Two CDs, 24 non-stop hits. The best of club mix. Pick it up at Best Buy or at KTEL.com.
What, I gotta read the dribble off these cards?
Yes, you do, Mr. Grimm.
It's just a bomb.
Trust the professionals and roll some tape.
All right. I remember when Jake would sit right there at the bar and lay down wisdom well beyond his hard work in years.
He was jumping higher than a one-legged frog at a mayonnaise factory.
What? He'd order up a batch of wings, a burger, or a chicken breast sandwich, knowing it was the best you could get on both sides of the Mississippi.
Oh, shit.
Roll up his sleeves and start showing us with nuggets of knowledge.
It takes a big car to wind up two pellets in a parcel.
This is really starting to piss me off.
Let's keep it rolling. This is costing you a fortune.
All right. An honest-to-goodness time, or as Jake used to say.
That was about as exciting as a hummingbird parade with hot sauce.
What the hell does any of this crap got to do with running a nice, clean joint with good grub and service?
You think we have enough to edit this together?
I hope so.
Whatever. Choose your tagline.
Grumpy'sBar.com.
The 2000 year-end closeout event has begun at Wilkins Toyota. The 2001s are already on the lot, with more arriving daily. So Wilkins needs to clear out their 2000s now. During this special event, Wilkins is offering incredible saving packages on every vehicle in stock, including the all-new Sienna vans and Tundra trucks, plus fully equipped RAVs and 4Runners. With over 200 cars and trucks to choose from, you'll find unbelievable deals on an excellent selection of new Toyotas. Wilkins even has a special allocation of demos available. Save up to $5,000. New 2000 Camrys, well equipped with auto, full power, and more, have been reduced to only $16,995. And at Wilkins, our entire inventory of new Toyotas is still available with no payments for 90 days and absolutely zero down. You'll always find great selection, excellent service, and the best deal in town at Wilkins Toyota. Just minutes from the airport on Highway 110 in South Robert at 494.
Presenting the difference between Everest, the new powerful mint gum, and Everest, the mountain. Try Everest the gum and you'll experience intense coldness in your mouth. Try Everest the mountain and you'll freeze your butt off. Everest the gum is made with pure and natural peppermint oil. Everest the mountain is made with pure and natural avalanches. With Everest the gum, you gleefully chew it up. With Everest the mountain, it gleefully chews you up. Finally, Everest the gum comes in a handy blue and white tin box, while Everest the mountain sends you home in a big brown pine box. So if you like it cold, try new Everest powerful mint gum with pure and natural peppermint oil. It's more refreshing, convenient, and most importantly, it won't kill you. Everest powerful mint gum, because some like it cold.
Are you ready to make the connection? Finally, there's a cell phone store that serves all of your needs. Ultimate Wireless. At Ultimate Wireless, you get the best service and the best value guaranteed. And now with Ultimate Wireless and VoiceStream Wireless, you get 600 weekday minutes plus 1,000 weekend minutes for only $39.99 a month. So call 612-548-7600 now. You will also receive a free accessory package, which includes a free headset, leather case, and car charger. So make sure to stop into your nearest Ultimate Wireless with locations in Minnetonka, Roseville, Maplewood, Edina, and Bloomington. And now you can register to win a classic alternative vacation to see Stone Temple Pilots and the Beastie Boys in D.C. Call 612-548-7600 for more information. Ultimate Wireless also offers phones from Nokia, Motorola, Mitsubishi, and Ericsson. And remember, with VoiceStream, you get 1,600 minutes for only $39.99 a month. That number again, 612-548-7600. For this offer, some restrictions and limitations apply. Taxes and dual-mode cellular long-distance and roaming charges apply. Please see your Ultimate Wireless dealer for details. Ultimate Wireless, helping you make the connection.
As the official hotel of Cirque du Soleil, Wyndham Hotels and Resorts has its own way of performing for you. During our 50-50 weekend escape, spend a weekend night at a participating Wyndham and your second night is 50% off. Or we'll give you a second room for 50% off. It's your choice. To catch one of these delightful performances, simply call your travel planner or 800-WYNDHAM. WYNBHAM. Subject to availability, restrictions apply.
Alternative Classics Zone 105 brings you summer movies and music in Loring Park. A series of free concerts and movie screenings, summer movies and music takes place Monday evenings, July 10th through August 7th. It starts at 7 p.m. on the soundstage, and the movie follows at dusk. For
more details or schedule information, keep tuned to Zone 105 and check out our website at zone105.com. Summer movies and music in the park. From City Pages, Old Navy, and alternative classics, Zone 105.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
We're smack in the middle of the zone.
Oh, wow.
105. Line. I'm Adam Carolla. He is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. System of a Down is our guest tonight. We have John and Darren in here from the band. We will hear something else off of their CD entitled System of a Down. And we'll speak to Teresa, who's...
Oh, Shavo 15. Wanted to say bye, by the way.
Oh, Shavo, hold on a second, Teresa. Shavo.
Hey.
Hey.
I've been on the longest hold ever.
Is it Shavo or Shavo?
Shavo with a V.
Tybo?
It's like Tybo. No. Shavo.
All right.
Shavo,
goodbye.
Guy.
All right. Bye, Shav.
Bye, Shavo.
I'm not coming in.
Teresa?
Via satellite, Shavo.
Teresa?
Yes.
You're 15. What's up?
I'm not coming in. Oh, System of a Down. You guys rude.
Thank you very much.
Another thing, yes, I was with my boyfriend the other day at the movies, and then, he started touching me, and then, and I was getting really into it, and then, since my, are a bit small, like, he tells me maybe if I suck on them, they'll grow, and I don't know if he was saying it the wrong way, maybe he was just into the mood, I don't know.
Yeah, he was into whatever he could get into.
Is he a doctor?
No,
a
no,
plastic
no.
plastic surgeon?
Nothing like that.
Research.
Oh, it's not
an endocrine research.
He's 18 years old, no.
How old are you?
I'm 15.
I see. He's 18, huh?
A little bit old, huh?
What does he do?
15 will get you 20.
What does he do?
No, he just graduated from high school.
I see.
Yes. I don't know, but it gets me mad when he says things like that.
It gets you mad?
Do you have small nipples?
Let me check. Hold on.
Why does it make you mad, Teresa?
You've never seen your nipples before?
Why does it make you mad?
I don't know. Like, he just does just little comments like that.
Is he not happy with you, the way you are?
No, he just wants to screw all the time.
That's right. And that's not what you want, so hold out. Just don't. He's manipulating you. He wants to get whatever he can get. Just, that's where he's at.
Are you having sex with him?
No.
All right. Good.
I told him only when I'm married.
All right. Oh, be careful. This guy's working every possible angle.
Okay.
All right.
He's got a good line, though.
Yeah,
he's lying.
Like
lying. Okay?
Yep. I told a woman once I'd suck the fat right out of her ass. She didn't buy that. All right, Teresa.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Listen, everyone. When you're 15 and you hook up with an 18-year-old, especially when that 18-year-old's a guy, he's got a little, there's a little agenda
difference
there. As an 18-year-old guy, you're looking to get some. And you're not,
especially from a younger, vulnerable girl.
You're not waiting to get married. Sally?
Yeah.
You're 18. What's up?
Okay. Hi. I love you guys a lot.
Thanks.
Yeah. I love System of a Down. Hi, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hi.
Okay.
Are you in a toilet?
What?
Where are you calling from?
Cave.
You're where?
The Bat Cave.
Sorry.
I never did get an answer.
Yeah, where were you?
My bathtub.
Your bathtub.
You're in the tub.
Right, I can't wait for my parents, sorry.
That's kind of cool, actually.
Yeah.
You're calling from the bathtub. I like that.
Yeah, me too.
There's no water in the tub, right?
No.
She's lying down.
Okay, well then, that made it never.
All right. Okay, guys, I have a confession to make.
You made up your question.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's really important what I have to ask you. Okay?
Yeah, so good.
We're on pins and needles.
Well, okay. There's this guy. And, okay, I'm not really 18. I'm 17. And there's this guy, and I'm, like, in love with him.
Wow.
And he lives, like, 7 hours away from me. He lives, like, in Arizona or something.
Wow. Is that 7 hours when you're walking, or is that in a car?
In a car.
I see.
And I'm obsessed with him, and I've been obsessed with him for, like, 2 years.
Yeah.
And I just, it's, like, cutting into, like, my social life. I'm, like, I don't like guys my own age.
Wow. Who is this guy?
Huh?
Who is this guy?
Oh, this guy that I was friends with.
Oh, I see. Well, that's totally different. It's that guy.
Okay. I thought only guys did this to themselves, you know?
Yeah, and he got obsessed about people that couldn't handle
right.
far away. How old is he?
He's, like 4 years older than me.
Yeah. Why didn't you get together with him when you were around him?
Because I didn't like him when I was around him.
Okay, baby. You got problems.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Why didn't you like him when you were around him?
Like, I thought he was, like, annoying, like, around.
Yeah, but he will be annoying
now,
next time you're around him, too.
Yeah, it's going to take you 5 minutes to be annoyed by him.
What?
Would you shut up when I'm talking, please? Jesus Christ. If I were in there, I'd run the shower on you. Sober you up. Now, listen. You were around the guy. You didn't like him.
Yeah.
So why are you so obsessed with him now?
I don't know.
Okay. The point is you're not.
It's not real.
If you spent any real time with the guy, you'd be right back to feeling the way you were when you spent time with him the first time, which is annoyed.
It's not about him. It's about obsession.
Right.
Okay. Meaning, if he lived next door to you, you wouldn't be into it.
I don't know.
No.
You hung out with him for how long?
Like 2 years.
2 years, and nothing happened.
Yeah.
Okay, now you're obsessed with him?
Yeah.
And hold on a second. A guy would never do this. Do you know what I mean? There's no way a guy would hang out with a chick for 2 years, be annoyed by her, not into her at all, then have her move halfway across the country and really be obsessed.
I don't even think this is for real. No, I think it is.
Well, she means it.
Yeah, I think it is.
Because she sounds like an idiot.
I got that feeling. Yeah, I got that feeling.
Yeah. Sally? Okay, listen, you have to start participating in life in your hometown, all right? Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's what's missing. You got to start taking care of yourself. If your life starts filling up, you know, the obsessions will start dropping out.
Yeah.
Or at least let the guy know.
He's a pain in the ass. She doesn't like him.
All right, let me say. Sally?
Yeah.
What if you called the guy and told him how you felt?
I don't know. Do you think I was thinking about it? Should I?
Well, do you think he likes you?
I don't know.
Well, why didn't anything happen? I mean, he didn't make a move on you in those 2 years?
Not really.
There's an easy way for you to find out if he likes you.
Yeah.
Ask him.
Ask him?
Simple.
Okay.
Then you can stop obsessing over him.
Yeah.
All right. Sally.
Good luck.
Thanks.
All right.
She's not going anywhere.
She does?
Mm-hmm. You guys got to get new sticky paper.
Josh?
Hello?
Josh, you're 17.
Yeah, I just want to say hi to System of a Down.
What's up?
Hi.
Hey, you guys like freaking rock.
Thank you very much.
Adam and Drew, you guys are like freaking bad.
The other guy?
Thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask System of a Down a question.
Sure.
When you guys play, like, how do you guys get all that energy, man? You guys are like freaking like crazy.
Let me just add. Do you remember we sat backstage at one of their concerts?
Yeah. Yes, and watched them scream and play their brains out for a good hour. That was in a parking lot.
I had a headache just walking across the parking lot listening.
So we're behind
him. That's going to make everybody go by.
I'm an old man. You understand?
It's a compliment.
Yeah, exactly. High compliment.
By the way, what's up with the cops in Pasadena? They need to relax.
Yep.
I never did get a chance to comment on that.
That wasn't in Pasadena.
Yeah,
it was. It was like Arcadia or something.
Wherever it was, they were rough, man. They were not very cool to the fans.
Yeah, they pulled up on their horses. But, you know, to be fair to them,
you guys
played for a solid hour, didn't you?
We were asked to.
Sort of, kind of.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Josh.
What was the question?
Oh, I just wanted to, like, ask, like, how do you get all that energy when you guys play, man?
They love their work. What do you want them to say?
We save it up all day long, and we just explode at night. We really don't do anything. I can vouch for me and Darren. We do almost nothing all day long. And then for that 1 hour, we just let it all loose.
Well, it's gone, Jerry.
Yeah, okay. That's all I wanted to ask, though.
All right, good night.
Cool.
Hey, bye.
You know, we need to move to some calls here is the problem.
Is that what it is?
We're languishing with these people.
All right. You're right. Here we go. Alyssa?
Hello?
You're 14?
Yeah.
Thanks for calling. Call again. What are you talking about? I got her. She's only on the air for 4 seconds.
Alyssa, what's going on?
Okay, I went to the Summer Sanitarium tour on Saturday, and you guys are really great. I love you.
Thank you.
Okay.
We're getting good at this simultaneously.
There were a lot of people there that were smoking marijuana around us, and I'm on probation, actually, at the time, and they're drug testing me.
What are you on probation for?
Grand theft. I was embezzling money.
Wow.
And you're 14.
Yeah.
From whom?
Okay, I had taken my grandma's credit card, and I racked up probably about $27,000 on it.
Oh, my God.
What did you buy besides the concert tickets, the System of a Down?
Just, like, clothes, and I got some drugs and stuff, too, and that's part of the reason why I'm being drug tested.
Do drug dealers take credit cards now?
No, I'd go to an ATM machine at Costco and, like, use it, and all you have to do is type in the credit card number and your address and stuff, and it'll give you cash.
Now millions of people know.
Great. Everyone can rate their grandma.
Great.
Okay, my question is, there's a lot of people that were smoking marijuana around me, and I was breathing it in, and I was wondering if
it
could help my people.
No.
Well, now wait a minute. Were you like inviting them under a blanket and then
you guys in a big trash bag?
Yeah.
No, it was the people around me that were just like it was all going back on me, and I could definitely it was a really thick smell, and I could smell it a lot.
Did you get high?
No, not really. I mean, I started to feel like a little dizzy, but I wasn't like higher.
That's because you were again.
It wasn't a hot box.
Get it in there, but
yeah, I'll figure that. No, you're
all right.
Fine.
So you didn't smoke any.
No, I didn't.
Don't worry. Then you're fine. And why did it take them so long to catch up to you? I mean, 27 grand.
Well, it's because I was kind of like taking the bills and keeping them from her so that she couldn't find them.
I see.
It racked up probably about 3 months, and she has really good credit, or she did.
Had.
Oh, yeah, right.
So that's what happened with that.
All right. You two must be very close.
Not anymore, actually. It was a complicated situation. I don't live with her anymore. She fled the state after that happened when I went to juvenile hall.
She fled?
Why?
This is a book.
She fled the state.
Why?
Because, I don't know, she just got really depressed, and at like one point while I was in juvenile hall, she tried to kill herself.
Oh, my God.
And she's now in Utah. And
that's not very cool.
Hey, but listen, when old people leave, it's called moving. It's not called fleeing the state.
She just totally picked up her stuff and left. I mean, she didn't even take, like, her bed or anything. She just packed up her clothes.
She moved.
She moved, though. She relocated.
Did she have fleeing a bed, or did you jack that, too?
Fleeing the state implies...
No, she bought the bed.
Fleeing the state implies running away from the law.
Oh, yeah, but she was just like, she didn't, they were supposed to take video statements of her and, you know, what she had to say about the whole situation, and she wouldn't even do that.
She probably didn't want to get you in more trouble than you were in. Yeah, well, she's your grandmother and she loves you.
That's probably true, but
that's great.
I have never lived with for 12 and a half years. I've never even known my mother.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, that's why you're a sociopath.
Yeah.
Yeah, but don't take it out on your poor grandma just because you have no conscience. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I do have a conscience. I just figured that since I was kind of like the only beneficiary, that I could just kind of like take
jack her.
Right. All right.
That is not the conscience.
Yeah.
A conscience means you take into account.
I knew what it was like.
Other people's feelings.
All right.
Can you do that?
I felt bad about it.
Yeah, because you got caught.
Yeah, you sound like you feel bad.
I don't have any kids for a while, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
About 30 years.
Yeah. Listen, this is what happens. When your parents crap on you, you just crap on the world. The world becomes your kitty box. You know what I'm saying?
If you aren't given what you need to develop, the world, you never connect with the world. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, but even your own grandma just looks like a big cash register.
But that's the point. There's no empathy. The other people don't really exist.
Right.
You can't really acknowledge their feelings.
Right, they just exist to sort of serve you.
That's what sociopathy is.
Chris?
Yeah?
I have to get into this. Could I start it as a religion?
You got a little touch of it.
Thank you. Chris?
Hey.
You're 14.
Yeah. I should have a couple questions for System of a Down.
Welcome to the Adam Show, by the way. Go ahead and ask the band a question. As long as I'm woven into it somehow, like, what do I think of the band? Something like that.
I think you'll want to know the answer to this question.
All right.
How did you guys get, like, started? Because I'm thinking about, we're, like, trying to start a band, my friends and I. But all we have is, like, a drummer and me, and I play, like, nothing. So.
I'm sure that you can find other musicians.
We'll try to find, like, an instrument and learn how to play it, and that's, like, step one.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. How dare you? How dare you dash his plan? He plays nothing, yes.
I'm disappointed. He's pissed.
He's disappointed.
Can you sing?
I sing and I write songs.
Okay, right. Then just pursue it with everything that you've got and don't give up.
What have you written some songs? Can you sing us one of them?
I can't sing them because
she's on fire.
You don't have any music yet.
Yeah, but if you're a good singer, you sing a cappella.
No, you're saying he's written words, no music.
Do you have a band?
He has a drummer.
Yeah, I have me and a drummer.
What's a song that you like by another band?
I don't know.
You don't have any favorite song right now? Hmm?
Roll vocals, but I can't really sing that because my throat doesn't like...
What song do you like?
Sugar.
All right, well, sing it.
I can't because my throat doesn't like...
Come on. Sing a song you can sing. Come on. Yeah, sing a standard, a ballad.
If I was a rich man.
Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. Come on.
Highway run.
You know what I'm saying?
More yell than sing, but...
Oh, you do more yell. So, all right, so you don't sing and you don't play an instrument, but you're pissed off that the band isn't working out?
It's working, because my other friends are, like, taking, like, guitar lessons and stuff.
Okay.
Well, how old are you guys? 14?
Yeah.
Well, it's 14. I was, like, playing in a garage in front of, like, you know, nobody, man. Like, you know, just... Take your time.
Yeah. Well,
just enjoy it. You know, that's what it's there for.
We didn't get this band together until I was like 20, man. So, you know.
And, you know, we haven't had one of these questions in a while, but we have had them quite a bit in the past that people ask a band, how did you get started or what's the key or who do you know? You have to love to do whatever it is you end up doing. You do it because you love to do it.
You pursue it.
You do it for a long time, and you do it for a lot of hours, and you do it for free, and you do it without any fanfare, and God willing, it works out. But I don't know what the answer could possibly be to that question other than do it.
Wait for your friends to learn how to play the guitar first.
Basically, yeah. You just do it for the love of it, and if it happens, it happens, and if it doesn't, you have no regrets because you just... Do it for the love of it.
That's right. Josh?
Josh. Caller who goes by Josh.
Yeah.
What's up?
First of all, I'd like to say, hey, the System of a Down.
You guys, hey.
I went to the Sanitarium tour at the Coliseum on Saturday.
Awesome.
You guys were great.
Which Coliseum?
The L.A. Coliseum.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know they had stuff going on there anymore. Wow.
It's like breaking down.
Wow. All right.
Actually, a nice venue.
What's up, Josh?
I had a question about for System of a Down also. You guys, someone played for one song for Metallica because he had to sit out for one song.
That would be me.
Yeah, okay. That was you Saturday night? Okay, you did a good job, man.
Thank you.
And how did he injure his back, you know?
I think
he was wakeboarding.
Yeah.
Which is, if you're familiar with it, it's kind of like, not really like water skiing, but similar.
Okay.
What was that?
I think it was Hatfield hurting his back.
Yeah, so luckily, that just sounds bad.
It always hurts my teeth.
Sounds like the dentist.
Yeah, all right. Hey, Josh, I'm going to hang up on you, all right? Okay. Listen, here's what the problem is. There's a lot of System of a Down fans tonight. And this is a big compliment to you guys because we have bands sitting here all night. No one says anything to them the whole night. We answer a bunch of questions. Everyone calls in, and here's why these calls are taking so long. Everyone wants to talk to the band for a while and then get to their questions. And if you want to call in and talk to the band, that's fine, but we're not going to get to your question, too. So it's one or the other. What do you say? All right, here we go. Liz.
Yeah, hi there.
You're 25. What's up?
Well, let's see. I have a pretty simple question, straightforward. Let's see. I have a boyfriend. We've been dating for about a year and a half, and we're doing the long distance thing right now. And is it technically cheating if I make out with other girls?
Because you're 25. You're not 14. I mean.
Yeah, but I mean, like, technically, just what do you guys say?
Technically, any intimate contact with another human, is cheating.
Another mammal?
What are you doing with these women? What do you mean making out?
Yeah, just like making out, you know.
Just like what, kissing?
Yeah.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
What's in it for you, just a kiss?
Chaos.
I don't know, something to do, drunk.
You like the attention?
Chaos.
Yeah, I guess so. I'm, you know, kind of lonely, you know.
What's the long distance situation?
Long distance situation? He's about 2.5 hours away. And
why? He's incarcerated.
Incarcerated.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
So
my mom was single. My husband's on death row.
Do you know
what movie that's from? Call in now.
When is he getting out?
When's he getting out? Maybe like another year or so.
What'd he do?
What'd he do? Armed robbery.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. You're a real winner, Liz. What's up with you? Are you fat?
No. Oh, gosh, no.
No.
No, no, no.
So what do you...
You're fat.
Thank you, Drew. Why are you hanging around with this guy?
I get told... No, what?
Why are you hanging out with this guy?
Well, you know, I mean, he's actually a really cool person. I think, you know.
No, he's an armed robber.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, sure. Don't rush to judgment.
You're overweight.
And what do you get conjugal visits with the guy?
No. The state we live in won't allow things like that.
Good. Where is that state? I'd like to move there.
Utah?
Where is it?
Wisconsin.
Good. I love that Wisconsin now. It's my new, it's my number one state. That in Armenia. Is that a state, right?
State of mind.
All right. Hey, Liz?
Yeah.
Yes, you know, so you're pretty screwed up, right? Yes. You're a mess.
Yes.
What's up with you?
Okay, so technically, is it cheating? You say yes.
Oh, who cares?
Well, your boyfriend's probably kissing guys
right
now, so it doesn't really matter. Do what you want
to
do.
He just blew this black dude to get a pack of cigarettes.
No, he blew a black dude.
That should make you feel better.
That's right.
That should make you feel a lot better.
What? Excuse me?
Liz. Okay, Liz.
Your boyfriend's got his hands around his ankles right now. Don't worry about it. Go make out with whoever you want.
Don't you ever get, don't you ever get pregnant. You hear me? Do you have any kids?
No.
Good. Liz, you've gone up in our...
Good. Go lesbian. Go all the way. All right?
Okay, great.
And where do you work?
What?
Some place that has a snack bar nearby. What kind of work do you do?
I'm a waitress.
I smell food on you. All right, baby.
What kind of restaurant?
Italian restaurant.
Okay. But all the people there where are you?
Wisconsin.
They call it Italian food, right?
Where in Wisconsin?
The Black Knight Italian.
Where in Wisconsin are you?
Madison.
Yeah, that's the one city we didn't go to.
Right.
Yeah. Where there was sort of those French fries with mayonnaise.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, I was gonna
is that France or Wisconsin?
Yeah, I'm sure she works at a fine Italian place where you can get some lasagna with a nice side of mayonnaise.
The Black Knight.
All right. Hey, Liz, listen, everyone, do not date the incarcerated. It sends a bad message to those of us who are on the outside who can't get laid.
This is deja vu. We've done this before.
We will take ourselves a little break. System of Down is with us, and we'll be back after this.
1-800-LOVE-191.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Is getting a blemish really such a crisis? Yes, it is. But now, with new Biore Blemish Bomb, there's nothing to worry about. Biore Blemish Bomb is an overnight acne treatment. We're talking visible results by morning. The blemishes just aren't a big deal anymore. Biore Blemish Bomb forms a tiny gel patch to give you continuous treatment all night. You wake up to clearer, healthier-looking skin that's not dried out. There's also new Biore Blemish Fighting Cleanser to help prevent blemishes every day. So say goodnight to that blemish. Biore. Clean. Honest.
According to scientists who study this stuff, people blink their eyes 20,000 times a day. So if you're not careful, you could easily miss how fast GEICO Auto Insurance starts working on your claim. Often we can handle details in hours instead of days. And in just 15 minutes, or roughly 210 bats of an eye, GEICO could save you 15%. So call GEICO at 1-800-947-AUTO. You may blink twice when you see the savings. That's 1-800-947-AUTO. GEICO Direct. The sensible alternative.
How low can they go? It's Superstore clearance time going on now at Sex World. For a limited time, Sex World drop and drow.
Oh!
With great deals on a huge selection of adult videos, name brand stuff, and 800 superstars. Full length uncut. Three for just $19.99. Need more? Take four. Four packs of hot XXX action are an unbelievable $29.99. Videos, DVDs, adult toys, and more. It's all gotta go to make room for the truckloads that are on their way. Lingerie, clothing, shoes, and sportswear. Something for everyone.
Is there something for me?
Yeah, even you, Granny. Sex World got it and it's priced to sell. Check out the deals on two packs of Sex Inc. magazine. Page after page of homegrown talent. The Real Girls Next Door. Two for just $7.99. With prices like these, they won't last long. Hurry in for best selections. Superstore clearance time at Sex World. 241 2nd Avenue North in the Warehouse District. Downtown Minneapolis. Sex World featuring live booth girls 24 hours a day. Is this a great country or what?
Just because you're not paranoid doesn't mean someone out there isn't ready to stick his or her nose in your business. But with a Phone Saver anti-tap device, you'll have a foolproof way to prevent anyone, and I mean anyone, from listening in on your phone conversations. You'll know if the police or the IRS or that private eye your business partner hired is listening. Or even if you have a snoopy family member who likes to eavesdrop on your conversations, you'll know. The Phone Saver is simple to use. A green light means all clear. And if your line is tapped or if an extension is picked up, it shuts down until you hit the pass-by switch. So, if you want to have a little simple, harmless, but sweaty phone sex with your girlfriend? You can, without having to worry about dad or little sis picking up the other extension. Get a PhoneSaver anti-tap device. Order it on the web at phonetaps.com or call 1-888-502-5696. Visit phonetaps.com for a PhoneSaver. And make sure your private conversations stay private. www.phonetaps.com.
Welcome to Best Banks Drive Through. Please hit send.
I did.
Hit the send button.
I just did.
It's the one on the left.
I know, it doesn't work.
It's the red button.
This isn't working. Can I get a little help here?
Hey, this isn't Maury's Mazda.
That's for sure. At Maury's, they listen.
Welcome to Burgers Galore. Can I take your order?
Yeah, I'd like the number 4 combo.
The numbers are on the sign.
I know. I want the number 4 combo.
Which 4 combos do you want?
What I want is better service.
Hey, this isn't Maury's Mazda.
No kidding. They have great service at Maury's. Good thing I'm not trying to buy a car from you.
At Maury's Mazda, we listen. Just tell us what you're looking for, and we'll find the right car for you. That's how we maintain the top customer satisfaction rating in the Twin Cities. Take advantage of our special sale prices this weekend at the place where service is key. Maury's Mazda on 394 west of Plymouth Road.
Was it Mike eating a Twix? And when it all comes together, you get Twix. It's all in the mix.
Hi, it's Billy of Zone 105, and these are the Zone files. Punk icons the Sex Pistols were noted for their anti-establishment antics during their heyday, but even 25 years after their start, the group still have a bullseye for public figures and politicians. Fans who head over to the Sex Pistols documentary website, www.filthyandfury.com.au, are in for a treat. The site offers a pair of arcade games created with the Pistols in mind. One game allows you to collect points by spitting on top political figures. You can play any of the 4 remaining Sex Pistols. The site also features the Space Invaders takeoff Punk Invaders, where the heads of establishment figures are superimposed on the pesky aliens. The games appear on the site, which also serves to promote the acclaimed Julian Temple documentary, The Filth and the Fury. The Zone Files from Priceline.com and Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Zone 105. Yay, there's a love line.
Yeah.
I'm Adam Carolla, Dr. Drew. John and Darren are both here from System of a Down. System of a Down is also the name of the CD that we're going to hear something on or off of, actually, after this next call. We're just talking to John about his 30,000 comics he has.
Wow.
That's a lot of comics.
A lot of reading.
So you're going to the convention tomorrow.
Yeah, San Diego Comic Book Convention.
You're going to buy some stuff?
I expect to.
What's the most you'll pay for something?
Depends on what it is. I paid a couple of grand for a book.
Really?
Like, yeah. What was it?
It was a Batman 4.
Now, how long ago did you buy it?
2 years ago.
Do you think it's worth more now?
I sold it already.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Did you make more?
Yeah. I used to sell comic books also. That was like what I did to make money.
Wow.
When we were struggling.
Yeah, I was just looking at some like sports memorabilia, jerseys, and baseballs and stuff, and I just said to whoever's next to me, I'm so glad I'm not into that, because otherwise I'd spend $3,500 on that baseball or
you'd
something.
That's me.
Nuts.
Yeah. I'd buy every jersey of every team in LA.
They're not cheap, man. It's like $200. I'm gonna buy a Sparks jersey just because I'm anybody wearing
Sparks jersey.
Gary.
Yeah.
You're 23.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry for disturbing you, buddy.
What's going on?
Not much. I done.
Good.
What's up?
I have a problem.
Okay.
A couple of weeks ago, me and my friends went down to an after-hours club out here in L.A. And, we took ecstasy, whatever. We're partying. The party was on. We're dancing, whatever. Afterwards, one of my close friends comes up to me and he gets all like emotional and he's talking to me and he tells me that he's gay and he tells me that he's had a crush on me.
You're gay.
What? Who?
I think that makes you gay.
Yeah.
See, you guys are tripping.
I think that makes you gay.
You're gay.
How?
Dog.
How?
Could you, I thought you could never get angry on ecstasy.
Dizzo on the dizzo, dog.
What? Hello?
Darren, do you know who you're talking to?
Yeah, we know who we're talking to.
Who are we talking to?
He's our friend Jack. And he's the gay guy. He's the one who told his friend he liked him.
Oh, Jack is gay.
Is this gay Jack?
It's gay Jack.
Hey, Jack.
Jack Hoffman? I've heard about you.
Jiggity.
Hey, John.
Yeah.
Are you going down tonight or what?
You know this.
All right, come here after.
You guys are going to San Diego to go get a comic book.
No, forget about the comic.
All right.
I got to go, man.
Later.
All right, bye-bye.
Thanks for calling, Jack.
Hey, Jack.
Lisa?
Hey, Jack.
You heard it from Drew, and Drew's a doctor. When he calls you gay, you're gay.
You're gay.
Thank you. Lisa?
Yes?
What's up?
I have a boyfriend. I've been with him for about 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And lately I've been hearing stuff about him going around with another girl named Kira.
Kira?
And I just wanted to know, should I confront him?
Yeah, and then dump him. Who have you been hearing this from?
My best friend that introduced me to him, her name's Heather Swanson.
Oh, I get it. What's her middle name? I'm going to write that.
Her address again, phone number.
We'd like to send her out a windbreaker.
She gets a free System of a Down windbreaker.
This is how we tell when a call is bogus, Lisa, by the way.
You know, when they work the entire name into the call.
Windbreaker.
Christian?
Yeah.
You're 27?
Yeah.
Please tell us you have a problem.
Well, actually, I don't. I just wanted to tell John that
It is their fault. It's just sort of down.
I do blame the band at this point.
Yeah.
John, it's me, Chris. Remember me? Remember Louie? Paula?
Oh, yeah. What's up, man?
You guys rock. I just want to let you guys know.
And you can call me off the air, though, dude.
Cool, man.
Yeah, let me just put this message out. Any friends or family members of System of a Down and want to speak to them, feel free to ring them up at home during the other 22 hours of the day when they're not in here.
And 364 days of the year.
I apologize to the people with real problems right now.
All right, well, we're good.
Not that I don't love and want to talk to my friends, but this is not the right time.
We're going to get to one right now. No, you guys.
Even listen. Gay Jack.
We can't blame you for being so popular.
Yeah, we're going to play a song.
And, that's right. And you're 28.
I am.
What's up?
First, I wanted to tell you that in 1989, I was living in Santa Monica, and I was 17 and pregnant, and I was listening to your show, and something was very funny, and I thought I wet myself, and I actually went into labor while listening to your show.
Oh, my God. All right.
I just that I gave the child up for adoption.
Yeah.
I really wish that more girls that called you would seriously, seriously consider that as an option.
I wish we as a society would take people like you and give you medals.
I was just as screwed up and as irresponsible and flaky as every other 17-year-old girl.
But you had the wherewithal to make a choice that was on the best interest of the child.
I'm still waiting for her to yell System of a Down rules and things.
Hey, it's me. You know, remember us?
Do we know you?
I think that I'm too old because I used to think that I was still on the cutting edge of alternative music, and I've never even heard of the guys.
Oh, okay. How dare you.
All right.
I know.
We don't blame you.
All right. So do you have a question?
I do. I'm now 28, and I have a 3-year-old son who has an autistic spectrum disorder. And he is taking 3 different medications. He's very, very violent. And he's taking 3 different medications. And I'm wondering, is this a lifelong thing? I mean, is he going to be a violent teenager and adult? And
I know what autism is, but what's the spectrum part?
Well, it just means that they've widened the spectrum of different disorders that fit in that category.
They sort of have the sort of minimal brain syndromes.
He's pretty high functioning. Yeah. If you saw him, you might just think that he was very, very hyperactive and very poorly behaved.
And in fact, as kids get older, sometimes their actual diagnosis clarifies or presents itself.
Right.
So a child that might have been called autistic spectrum might have entirely, it might be bipolar or ADD when they're 18.
Or sometimes it just gets downgraded to doofus.
And the point is that it does change as they grow. And in my experience, and I'm certainly no expert in this area, it's difficult to predict what they're going to grow into.
Ann?
Yeah.
If he still is displaying violent tendencies by 13, you got to put him down.
Mm-hmm.
For the good of society. You know what I'm saying.
And he tries his best to terminate our little one-year-old.
What?
I mean, it's horrible. We have a one-year-old son also. And he
does horrible things for him. He tries to gouge on his eyes.
Whoa. Perfectly normal, perfectly healthy. You're going to have to teach that one-year-old to fend for himself.
Well, he's getting there. He's getting there. But
really? I was kidding.
To stay physically between them, you know, 24 hours a day.
Wow.
And my older son is taking Clonidine, Risperdal, and Ritalin.
Is this the older?
That's a lot of medication for children.
This is the three-year-old? I see. So you only have two boys?
Yeah, two little boys.
Oh, boy.
Are those medications, Drew, that are lifelong?
They will change.
They will change.
Yeah, they will change.
So
he's getting medicine his whole life.
That's a pretty freaky situation that he's trying to attack your one-year-old.
It's horrible. It's horrible. You know, and I gave up this child 10 years ago for adoption. I thought, I'm doing the right thing. I'm going to wait till, you know, things are perfect, have a child, and I'll be a great parent. And now, you know.
Yeah.
Situation, and it's just pretty disheartening, and the psychiatrists and millions of specialists don't want to give any, they won't tell me anything long term.
They can't.
What do they don't know.
These things are very hard to predict.
But those medicines will change.
The psychiatric medicines almost always change across a lifetime.
Do you have is there a man around there?
Yeah, I have a husband. We've been married for 5 years.
Good. You need a guy around there. Yes. And you got to keep that one-year-old up on the top shelf, so... The three-year-old doesn't get to him.
Yeah, it's scary. He stabbed me.
He's like Chucky, that kid of yours.
It's really scary.
That's what I'm picturing. Are you guys picturing Chucky?
Well, he's the sweetest little boy you've ever seen.
Oh, yeah, he sounds like it.
Except when he's got a switchblade.
No, I was making dinner, and he's incredibly fast, and he...
With a knife?
Yeah.
Did he have any throwing knives?
Really, you need a priest.
Anything happened to him in early in his infancy? Was he away from you for a long period of time or anything?
No, he came out of me screaming and never stopped, so I couldn't find a babysitter for him.
We have 666.
Well, why do you need a babysitter if you're with him all the time?
No, I mean, like, even to go on a date with my husband.
I see.
All right.
I would leave him with his grandparents and... And, you know, they'd call me. He won't stop screaming.
Oh, boy. All right. Hey, Anne, my heart goes out.
Sounds like the Omen from Damien.
Something unholy and evil.
You got your hands full, honey.
Thanks.
You need to call the Black Knight.
She's not going to come.
Yeah.
If Drew had any idea about those medications.
It's an interesting combination. It's a very aggressive combination. We're talking about a three-year-old. Risperdal is a major tranquilizer.
Well, I guess they're trying to slow him down a little.
Yeah, Ritalin is for ADD, typically. And
get him a drum set.
Clonopin. And, get him to activities.
I don't know much about rearing kids, but stabbing mom in the thigh, is that a timeout?
She's going to need a lot of aggressive behavior management. She's going to need pharmacotherapy, and it's going to be a lifelong proposition.
Oh, buddy. And listen, I really mean this for society at large. You need to hobble that kid so he can't move so fast or something, because this kid's going to be 11. He's going to kill your kid. You know what I mean? I mean... I'm into this more into Darwinism than I am into human beings. I really am. I mean, I think if you got somebody and you know this person is violent and you know there's potential for trouble and it's almost just sort of a matter of time before something happens
to
him, you can't let him out of the house. I mean, you can't let him in with the herd, so to speak. All right, we will take ourselves a break.
We're here a song, aren't we?
I know, but now, I think we're running late now. We ran. I talked to that you know, she was so provocative.
No, let's play the song right now.
Chuck. Oh,
wait,
play it now?
There you go.
All right, we'll play it, and then we'll just go on a break after that. What do you say? All right, we're going to hear suggestions from System of a Down.
But if you want the answer,
Yeah. System of a Down for you. We're just talking about how horrible it is growing old. Not having those flexible bones anymore and how painful life can be. Uh-huh. All right, we're going to take ourselves a little break and we'll be back after this.
Love Line will be right back. So get your problems ready.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
Hey, folks, I'm Vince.
And I'm Larry. We're the Crash Test Dummies.
We'd like to entertain you with a little song. Only one thing.
We can't sing. But we're here with someone who can with a song for the little ones. Hooray.
Mr. Charles?
On the big highway of life, there's only one safe place for kids.
In the back,
backseat, baby.
Baby face is staying intact.
Larry, yo, Larry, maybe you should keep your day job.
Ooh, that hurts.
Not as much as our day job.
You can learn a lot from a dummy. Buckle your kids in the backseat. A message from the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Dear Jim, I just wanted to tell you the things I love so much about you. Like your pasty white belly and how it fits in those tight shirts that my friends think you shouldn't be wearing. I love how you do that thing where you mash four slices of bread into a massive ball of dough and stuff it in your mouth. That's so adorable. And what about when you tell those same jokes from reruns that you've seen over and over again? They make me laugh every single time. Other guys play sports or go running or do something outside, but not you. You're different.
Guys, rest assured you will never in your life meet a girl like this.
P.S. I can't wait until we cuddle in front of pro wrestling all day this Saturday. I hear it's a steel cage Texas death match.
Get some exercise. Get up. Get out. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council and the President's Council on Physical Fitness and Sports.
What, I gotta read the dribble off these cards?
Yes, you do, Mr. Grundy.
It's just a bomb.
Trust the professionals and roll some tape.
All right. I remember when Jake would sit right there at the bar and lay down wisdom well beyond his hard work in years. He was jumping higher than a one-legged frog at a mayonnaise factory.
What?
He'd order up a batch of wings, a burger, or a chicken breast sandwich, knowing it was the best he could get on both sides of the Mississippi.
Oh,
roll up his sleeves and start showing us with nuggets of knowledge.
It takes a big car to wind up two pellets in a parcel.
This is really starting to piss me off.
Let's keep it rolling. This is costing you a fortune.
All right. An honest-to-goodness time, or as Jake used to say.
That was about as exciting as a hummingbird parade with hot sauce.
What the hell does any of this crap got to do with running a nice, clean joint with good grub and service?
You think we have enough to edit this together?
Whatever.
Cheesy tagline.
Grumpy'sBar.com.
Well, it doesn't take any great vision to see what is the hottest business and communications opportunity today. A new frontier of commerce has arrived in great force, the Internet. Already, many industries are retooling at a frantic pace to allow their customers a more efficient method of making purchases. As is often the case, technological advances have created a shortage of people who know how to utilize the Internet. There exists excellent employment opportunities for individuals who understand the three elements of e-commerce: creativity, administration, and marketing. A local school, the Minnesota School of Computer Imaging, a division of Minnesota School of Business and Globe College, is now offering a new educational program, e-commerce design, to empower individuals with the knowledge of website development, administration, and e-marketing. If you'd like information about this new e-commerce design program, call 651-229-3600. That's 651-229-3600. Or check out their website at msbcollege.com and enter the new frontier.
The 2000 year-end closeout event has begun at Wilkins Toyota. The 2001s are already on the lot with more arriving daily. So Wilkins needs to clear out their 2000s now. During this special event, Wilkins is offering incredible saving packages on every vehicle in stock, including the all-new Sienna vans and Tundra trucks. plus fully equipped RAVs and 4Runners. With over 200 cars and trucks to choose from, you'll find unbelievable deals on an excellent selection of new Toyotas. Wilkins even has a special allocation of demos available. Save up to $5,000. New 2000 Camrys, well equipped with auto, full power, and more, have been reduced to only $16,995. And at Wilkins, our entire inventory of new Toyotas is still available with no payments for 90 days and absolutely zero down. You'll always find great selection, excellent service, and the best deal in town at Wilkins Toyota. Just minutes from the airport on Highway 110 in South Robert at 494.
Did you know that today you can join the Army for as little as 2 years? You heard right, 2 years. Qualifying, you can take advantage of paid Army training and a great benefit package. And you'll still be eligible for Army benefits, such as money for college, 30 days paid vacation, and more. Not bad for just 2 years' work, but you have to make the first move. So call 1-800-USA-ARMY today. Be all you can be. Paid for by the U.S. Army.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
We're smack in the middle of the zone. 105. It is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. He is Dr. Drew. Phone number. Oh, forget about that phone number. Let's hop back on the phones. John and Darren are both here from System of a Down. And we'll really see if we can get through some calls now. Adrian?
Yes.
You're 20.
Yes.
You heard Paxil decreases your sex drive.
Yeah.
Do you take Paxil?
Yeah, I've been on it for like 4.5 years.
And has it decreased your sex drive?
Yes.
Oh, it shuts it down.
Yeah.
You ain't got no sex drive.
Well, I wasn't having sex 4 years ago.
No, but now, it's particularly for women, the serotonin reuptake inhibitors, it makes sex seem like weird. Like, I can't even understand it if you're so far away from it oftentimes.
Yeah, and because I'm in a long-distance relationship, every time he comes out here, he's excited to see me, so...
Sure. Can you get off Paxil for a week when he comes out there, just for a good reaming?
I have tried getting off of it, and it's really something that...
You can't stop it suddenly, that's for sure. You'll have a withdrawal.
Well, I do, and I really go bonkers when I'm off of it.
Yeah, well, you got to come off it slowly if you are going to come off it. But are you having any trouble with orgasm function also?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, that's Paxil.
Well, can she get some of that Wellbutrin or something?
Yeah, you can add Wellbutrin. You can switch to Wellbutrin. Some people are even using Viagra for women.
Yeah, I was about
Remeron, isn't that?
I thought they did a test.
Arizona.
Okay, here's the deal, and it's kind of ironic. I always want to say to these women, listen, you love this guy. He's a great guy, right? Right. You haven't seen him for 3 months because he lives in Chicago, right? But just hold still. Let him, you know, get his rocks off a little. And they can't do it. And I thought to myself, women are much more equipped to be able to sort of sleepwalk through sex physically, but emotionally, they won't do it.
Impossible.
Men can sleepwalk through sex emotionally, but physically, obviously, if it ain't happening, it ain't happening.
That's interesting.
And if you put a man's brain into a woman's body who wasn't interested in sex, he'd be like, listen, I'm going to get in my back, and I'm just going to hold still. And listen, you could even say to the guy, I ain't too into this. You don't mind if I watch old TV or something. You know, you do me doggy. I'll face the set. Tell it. Go as fast as you want. Whatever it takes. You want to put a porn in? Is that going to shave a few minutes off it? And most guys be like...
Hang on, you wait till friend's over.
Most guys be like, this is the greatest woman in the world. I love this woman to death. But women can't do it, and yet they can so easily. And that's what I always say to them. Just like, hold still. Let the guy jump on you for a few minutes. All right, Devin?
Yeah.
You're 13.
Yeah.
What's up?
When I masturbate, I get all depressed for some reason.
Well, that's like Adam.
Yeah, I get disgusted with myself and announce never again. And then 15 minutes later, I'm like, well, maybe once. Oh, that's it. You know how the Pavlovian dogs would salivate when they heard the bell?
Yeah.
My penis starts to drip when I hear the Taboo 2 theme song.
Three notes.
Are you religious, chap, Devin?
Not really.
Did somebody tell you this is a bad thing?
No.
All right. Well,
people feel a certain amount of shame. They feel sort of like, men often feel like they're should be able to do something more productive with that energy.
Right.
Like what am I doing?
Well, also, when you're 13, it might take you a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Does it take you a while?
Yeah, a little while.
What are you good for? How many times a day?
Two or three.
Oh, okay.
Well, so each time you get disgusted and depressed.
Yeah. That's another thing that's funny about guys, too. Guys are like, I get an excruciating pain in my side whenever I masturbate. It feels like someone took a rusty sprinkler key and actually pierced my liver with it. How many times do you masturbate? Oh, four times a day. That's the beauty of guys. If a woman experienced pain or humiliation or whatever, she'd do it once and it'd be like, not for me. Guys, like, yeah, I get suicidal after a match. How many times? About three times a day. Wow, it's a lot of killing yourself, isn't it? Listen, you'll push through. There's this thing. Through. Well, you know, here's what
you'll
it is.
Push through it.
Well, here, and I think most guys can identify with this. They start masturbating, especially if they start at like 13, a relatively young age. They feel a little weird about it. It feels a little dirty. Feels a little strange.
Right,
and basically, you don't let yourself enjoy it, even though you're compelled to do it. But then you get to a certain point where you just go, F it. I'm in. This is a way of life. Screw it. Give me, you know what I mean? And you'll get to that point very soon. Don't worry. Stacy?
Yeah?
You're 15. What's up?
Well, my friend, she's, like, got a problem. She lets her dog, like, lick her out. And I don't know if it's bad for her. And I want her to stop. I don't know how to get her to stop.
I don't know that it's... There's no medical issue with it, at least, speak of.
I heard that, like, dogs kind of feel like the worst thing because they have so much diseases and stuff. Is that, like, going to hurt her?
I always hear that dogs' mouths are cleaner than humans, so that always sounds ridiculous to me.
A lot more. A lot more clean.
A lot cleaner, a dog's mouth.
Yeah.
Why is that?
It's just what grows in the cat's mouth is the bad one.
Ah, yeah. But
cat bites are bad.
That'll pull your clit right off on those cat bites. I'll tell you firsthand. It's like rubbing 60 grit sandpaper against that area. No, no.
It's harder to stick with Rover.
Yeah. Unless you rub a lot of coke on it, like, well, anyway. Stacy?
How do I get her to stop?
Well, in my experience, people that do that kind of behavior got some pretty heavy stuff going on, usually emotionally. What's going on with her?
She was raped by a raccoon when she was four.
Something like that.
She was raped, but not by a raccoon.
She was. Yeah. By whom?
Who?
Huh?
Who raped her?
Some Mexican guy came up to her.
Well, no, but
hell was
did she know the guy?
Hell was she?
Right now?
Hell was she when that happened?
Oh, she was like 13.
And what happened to her before that? Anything?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I bet it did.
Hey, Stacy, this is a friend of yours, right?
Yeah.
All right. Why don't you tell her that you think she should get some help, not for the dog, but for the rape? Okay? But other than that, if your friends are going down a weird dog-looking path and you're not into it or you don't approve of it, then break it off. Everyone, listen, it's good to be good to your friends, but if they're doing stuff that you ain't into, whether they're racist or they're drug addicts or whatever it is, they're worshiping Satan, whatever it is that they're into, you should voice your opinion. But after that, you go the other direction.
It's interesting, people that get involved with animals like this very often are sort of traumatized or abandoned early in childhood. So relating to an animal, same as a human. Human, they don't really acknowledge the existence of other people the same way that normal people do.
Right.
And animal, person, same kind of contact. Animals, less hassle.
There's certain shows you can participate in south of the border.
Oh, yes. I like, by the way, I like the people who get really outraged about the dog. You know what I mean? They're like, that dog.
That's animal
that
abuse.
Dog's being abused. He's being exploited. That dog had his. He was knee deep in another dog's ass last time he was at a park. You really think he cares? Listen, I wish I could get hold of a little 15-year-old. You know what I'm saying? Please.
15 will get
well,
you.
I beg your pardon.
You know what I'm saying? I'm saying dogs, they eat meat byproducts and sniff ass for a living. You know what I'm saying?
They eat crap.
And lick, eat feces and lick ball. That's what they do. So a little 15-year-old, that's a nice step up for a dog. It really is. Compared to the normal dog regimen, little 15-year-old, that's a step in the right direction.
We got a break.
We do?
Yeah.
Is it that time?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to do that. We'll be back with the System of a Down and you to wrap up after this.
Hello. This is your radio. Radio.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
Hello?
Billy.
Hey, what are you up to, dude?
Been playing Electron Avenger, dude.
Cool.
Electron Avenger, nonstop, 3 days straight.
Whoa, how far'd you get, bro?
All the way.
You mean...
Yeah, I got sucked into the screen.
Whoa, so like, where are you?
I'm inside.
You mean like you left your body?
Uh-huh.
So you're like...
I'm virtual, dude.
Totally cyber?
I'm a vibration.
This is deep.
I'm everywhere at all times. I'm in your nervous system. Billy, I am your pulse.
Wow. So, like, when did this happen?
This morning, after breakfast.
Breakfast? You don't do breakfast.
Yeah, I've been eating this Kellogg's Raisin Bran Crunch.
No, you never eat breakfast.
Yeah, man, Kellogg's Raisin Bran Crunch, it's pretty good.
But that's, like, impossible.
You'd better believe it. Kellogg's Raisin Bran Crunch cereal. Tastes so good, it's bringing everyone back to breakfast. Breakfast is back.
The biggest name in club music is back with 24 smash hits on two unforgettable CDs. It's the best of club mix from KTEL Cold Front with number one dance hits by Tag Team, Christine W., Robin, LaBouche, Moby, and more. Two CDs, 24 nonstop hits. The best of club mix. Pick it up at Best Buy or at KTEL.com. Show is my
style, baby. It's another Zone 105 free listener appreciation concert. This time, it's Martin Zeller, Friday, July 28th at Lumberjack Days in Stillwater. Got questions about this concert or any other concert coming to town? Head over to Zone105.com. Martin Zeller at Lumberjack Days in Stillwater. From Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
Presenting the difference between Everest, the new powerful mint gum, and Everest, the mountain. Try Everest the gum and you'll experience intense coldness in your mouth. Try Everest the mountain and you'll freeze your butthole. Everest the gum is made with pure and natural peppermint oil. Everest the mountain is made with pure and natural avalanches. With Everest the gum, you gleefully chew it up. With Everest the mountain, it gleefully chews you up. Finally, Everest the gum comes in a handy blue and white tin box, while Everest the mountain sends you home in a big brown pine box. So if you like it cold, try new Everest powerful mint gum with pure and natural peppermint oil. It's more refreshing, convenient, and most importantly, it won't kill you. Everest powerful mint gum, because some like it cold.
Pride and satisfaction in a job well done. It's a great feeling, and it's why a lot of people get into the construction business. It's these kinds of people that Cappy Construction is looking for. Cappy Construction wants new carpenters, and get this, no experience necessary. That's right, Cappy will start you on a career path with paid training while learning from the best in the business. If you've got experience, Cappy is always hiring. Cappy Construction has set itself apart from the competition with a higher average wage, great medical and dental benefits, paid holidays and vacations, a 401k, and an excellent record of stable year-round employment. If you have no experience but are willing to work hard and learn a valued career, or if you have experience but are looking for something better, then you should call Cappy. With many job sites throughout the area, chances are good you'll work close to home. You deserve to work for the best construction company in the area, Cappy Construction. Call 612-919-WORK. At Cappy Construction, they don't just build great homes, they build great careers. Call 612-919-WORK today. That's 919-9675.
2001 Volkswagens are on their way, and that means Wilkins Volkswagen's year-end closeout event has begun. Wilkins has made a special purchase of new 2000 model Volkswagens just for this event, and they're passing the savings on to you. Choose from over 200 new Volkswagens, including 50 brand-new 2000 new Beetles with special lease packages starting at just $189 per month. Or take advantage of Wilkins' low lease payments on 2000 Passats, just $249 per month. These payments are for 39 months, require $2,000 upfront plus tax and license. And at Wilkins Volkswagen, there's no security deposit required. Plus, find incredible year-end closeout prices on 2,000 Golfs from just $14,995. Well-equipped Jettas with air, auto, and more are priced from $16,995. You'll always find great selection, excellent service, and the best deal in town at Wilkins Volkswagen, Highway 110 and South Robert at 494. On the road of life, there are passengers and there are drivers. Drivers wanted.
Are you ready to make the connection? Finally, there's a cell phone store that serves all of your needs. Ultimate Wireless. At Ultimate Wireless, you get the best service and the best value guaranteed. And now with Ultimate Wireless and VoiceStream Wireless, you get 600 weekday minutes plus 1,000 weekend minutes for only $39.99 a month. So call 612-548-7600 now. You will also receive a free accessory package, which includes a free headset, leather case, and car charger. So make sure to stop in your nearest Ultimate Wireless with locations in Minnetonka, Roseville, Maplewood, Edina, and Bloomington. And now you can register to win a classic alternative vacation to see Stone Temple Pilots and the Beastie Boys in D.C. Call 612-548-7600 for more information. Ultimate Wireless also offers phones from Nokia, Motorola, Mitsubishi, and Ericsson. And remember, with VoiceStream, you get 1,600 minutes for only $39.99 a month. That number again, 612-548-7600. With this offer, some restrictions and limitations apply. Taxes and dual-mode cellular long-distance and roaming charges apply. Please see your Ultimate Wireless dealer for details. Ultimate Wireless, helping you make the connection.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Zone 105. Get a shawarma plate
right now
and some hummus and a nice yogurt soda to wash it down with. That is it for the show. I want to thank Danielle for doing a great job at answering the phones and making everything happen around here. Producer Ann for putting her feminine stink on this show, and of course Engineer Anderson for sliding those potentiometers at all the right times and pushing the buttons with the applause. I thank Darren and John for coming in here from System of Down. Always a good time. Go out and get the System of Down CD. Look for the new CD coming out in a while. Actually,
wait for the new CD.
They'll be on here plugging it. Thanks, guys. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having us,
man.
And until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo. You don't mind if I eat while I'm thumbing you, do you?
This has been Love Line. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Love Line is Ann Wilkins-Mingle. Love Line is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.